Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, this is a unique offense in terms of their production and how explosive they are. It's a great combination, unlike any I've seen with Lamar and Derrick Henry. And then you add the passing game and the scrambles and all that type of stuff. I think Coach Monken does a phenomenal job of putting those guys in position as well. So it's take it one play at a time and we'll see where it goes.
Sean McDermott on this weekend's opponent, the Bills, in the divisional round for the fifth consecutive season, hosting the Baltimore Ravens 1 o'clock here on the Fan Rochester as we welcome on in Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post-Standard covering the team. And Matt, we knew that at the end of the season we heard Josh Allen say, hey, look, we're trying to win these games, but we're also trying not to show our cards all together. The Bills, you know, looked a little bit different with the way they kind of dominated Denver's defense, the way they held on to the ball, the way they controlled the clock. They didn't show all their cards, though, did they? I mean, that would be a concern, I would guess, for the rest of the postseason, that they still have some tricks up their sleeve?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think that's something that they're probably spent the whole season, the last 9 months, Brady in the off season. He was asked about this yesterday, about like just like having – the benefit of an entire off season to kind of plan this thing out. And I think actually it's interesting how good the Bills have been down the stretch, leaning on their run game and coming off of a game where you dominate in the run game against one of the league's best defenses. You put that on tape against the Baltimore team that's been good in both areas late in the season, specifically in the run game. I thought that they were pretty good watching back the Eagles game from a couple of weeks ago. While the Eagles did win that, I thought they did a pretty good job on Saquon Barkley for the most part. He still went for 120, but he's doing that against everybody pretty much at minimum. So I think with that being said, you wonder if there's not another layer to this offense, even with the jumbo package. And we'll track Alec Anderson this week, and he's got that calf injury. He played through it in the game. He returned after the injury. We'll track that. But I think there's more meat on the bone in the jumbo package in the passing game. And it's not just, you know, play action, of course. I like that there. But, you know, I think that there's some matchups that they can take advantage of this game, whether it be Keon Coleman one-on-one on the outside against Stevens, or maybe if Amari Cooper lands there when they're going heavy. There's another layer to this thing. And I'm sure when that game happened in week 4, the Bills had to have some of their – staff. They maybe used it in the bye week. I wouldn't put that out of the realm of just planning for this eventual matchup. What's going to be the counterpunch to the way that the Ravens really stifled their offense?
Yeah, maybe it's just as simple as, hey, you have it on 4th and 2 with the 50. Let's not punt on the first drive. Let's kind of go. And to the Bills' credit, they could have kicked the field goal. You ended up 4th and 1. I'm talking about the Bronco pass there to, you know, Ty Johnson. Amazing the backfield there that Josh Allen found him that way. My question is about the three-headed monster here, Ty Johnson, James Cook, and Ray Davis. We're not going to know anything about Ray Davis, at least until tomorrow. If it ends up being just, can the Bills just go with two running backs in this game, Matt, or would you think they would promote somebody?
I think they end up probably bringing somebody up. Frank Gore Jr. makes a lot of sense. Just because you got to protect against, okay, somebody gets hurt in this game and now you're down that potential other option. They do lean heavily on the run game, and not just the backs in the run game, but in the passing game too. So I think they'd want some diversity there, different skill sets. Frank Gore Jr. is a little bit different than all three of the backs that are on the roster right now. So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets an opportunity. I know Bills fans, he was like one of those Tyrell Shavers kind of characters from the training camp. There's so many Bills fans that our big Gore Jr. fans, some that thought he should have made the team over Ty Johnson all the way back in August, if you remember that. So I think that would be a kind of a cool thing for him. He might even get a jersey and not play at all. I mean, Ray Davis, it's been amazing the ascension of Ty Johnson again near the end of the season. It mirrors in a lot of ways last season when he really started to come on late in the year. And every single game, he finds a way to put his fingerprint on the game. So no matter what happens, I still think they're going to lean heavily on Johnson and Cook, but you do want to protect against injury.
So much is going to be made leading up to this game, Matt, about the Bills' defensive line, their defense against the attack of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. And a lot is being made of the Week 4 loss, a Week 4 loss that didn't include Taron Johnson, that didn't include Matt Milano or Terrell Bernard. But I guess my question is less about the guys that missed that game and more about the guys who were in that game and the guys who will be in this game. Can the Bills get penetration against that Ravens offensive line? Can they use their speed? Because from a size standpoint, I have a hard time believing that any team in the league is going to match up well against the size that the Ravens offense provides.
I mean, the Eagles did it 4 weeks ago, guys. But the problem there is, Jalen Carter is an absolute animal, and they don't have that. And now I will say my one pushback to that is Daquan Jones circa September 2023 is a real problem for this team and for the Baltimore Ravens. The problem is he hasn't been that guy, and he's played better over the last couple of weeks. Talking to him in the locker room after this last game, it just didn't seem – it seemed like he's pretty upset about what's been written, what's been said, a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Agitated, I think, Daquan Jones. And I think that's a good thing. If you're Sean McDermott, if you're Bobby Babich, you want that guy to be a little bit upset and to play like it. And I think he knows what's on the line. He's very familiar with Derrick Henry, guys. Don't forget, he played 5 seasons against him or with him in Tennessee. So I think that, listen, it's all on the line this week. Like, they know what they have to do from 1 to 8 or 1 to 9, however deep the rotation goes. They know the kind of things they have to do in this game. They have to get penetration. They have to hit Derrick Henry in the backfield. If you let him get going, it's game over. And I think the Eagles were so successful and had to go back all those weeks to find a team that really had a good game plan for them. And, of course, they're arguably the best defense in the league, so you'd expect them to. But a lot of it came down to flying to Henry, hitting him in the backfield. And if you don't hit him in the backfield, right when he crossed the line of scrimmage, you can't let him get going. And the explosive runs, as we've talked about so many times, have been one of the big issues for this team. Those are the things that you got to kind of have to eliminate. And I think the second part of this conversation, outside of Daquan Jones, Oliver, and some of those D tackles, Matt Milano playing at the rate of speed that he did last week is the best thing going for the Bills right now. Because if he's that guy, he's had a hand in, you know, stymieing Henry at times in previous matchups. And I know the one meme of him getting absolutely deked out of his cleats against Lamar Jackson, sure, that play did happen, but he's been a really big part of containing Lamar too. I think the Eagles had the blueprint for it. I know the Bills don't have the personnel on their defensive line that the Eagles do, but on the edge, I think that they do. And their edge rushers, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, were superb at creating the pocket, containing him, setting that edge for Lamar. But then when you get there and you touch him, you can't let him get away. And they didn't. They were sacking him. They were hitting him. Those are going to be some of the keys that are going to go into this game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt Perino, Shop Podcast, Syracuse Post Standard. Matt, you brought up Daquan Jones having a chip on his shoulder. Can you say that about the whole team? I'm actually kind of surprised. The Bills are 1 point underdog in this game. There's never been a Bills home playoff game where they've been an underdog. And this year against a team that, sure, you lost to earlier in the year, but you ended up having a better record. Matt, I'm just a little kind of surprised. I'm wondering how that's going to kind of play out there in the locker room as the week goes on here.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine anybody more thrilled about this development than Sean McDermott?
Yeah.
He thrives in this kind of narrative space where people are doubting his team. And that's going to be the messaging. I mean, he was asked about this yesterday. He's like, what's the message to your team? And he's like, well, I'm in the tape portion of that. We're going to spend the next day coming up with the messaging. And he doesn't have to do any work to try to find it, right? Like, nobody thinks the Bills are going to win this game. All the public money is flowing in on Baltimore. And if you watch some of these national shows, I was watching a clip of Dan Orlovsky. He's one of the few national voices I respect and do like watching on a weekly basis. The problem is usually it comes while he's on the First Take show. And just watching the dynamic between Orlovsky and Stephen Smith and Shannon Sharp as they kind of discuss this game, there is such a disrespect for the Bills and what they've accomplished nationally, or at least that's what comes across from some of these folks. And I think I personally think it's off the mark. I think the Bills are very much capable of beating this Baltimore Ravens team. And I think way too much stock has been put into a Week 4 game, which so many things. You could talk about the defensive guys not being there. Amari Cooper, whether or not he's a big part of the game plan or not, changes the math for how every team has to defend them in the passing game. So I think Sean McDermott, with all that said, is absolutely loving this. I think they're going to be asked these questions all week. And as long as we can get to the end of the week without some fake fan account that puts out a weird Matt Milano quote. And apparently, I just got sent it, now there's a Kyle Hamilton one that's kind of rummaging around on social media. So
was, man, he on our show too? I mean, like, we had Milano on our show yesterday, apparently.
Oh, yeah, it was your show. Yeah. Nice. All right.
Let's talk a little bit more about that Bills defense, because we talk about everybody on the team having a chip on their shoulder with Vegas not respecting the line, you know, tilting in the favor of the Ravens. But Rasul Douglas was an interesting character after the win against the Broncos, and he was kind of feeling himself, and Ed Oliver kind of feeling himself. The Bills are obviously paying attention to what's being said about them. You can't get off the field on third down. That was the thing that Douglas pointed out. How do we do today about getting off the field on third down? And you take away that opening drive touchdown, and the Bills' defense was spectacular against the Broncos on Saturday. Is that a good thing for them to be feeling as confident as they're feeling here going in, or do they have to kind of refocus and re-energize and really just focus in on their job in that moment, the idea that you have to stop two of the most explosive offensive players in this league come Sunday?
Yeah, I think that, like, it's a big accomplishment because there was so much doubt about their ability to do that, even against a Broncos offense that doesn't even come close to what the threats that the Ravens pose. But you're right. I think they all were kind of feeling themselves a little bit, but there was also a looseness to it. I think sometimes in the NFL, when you're playing up against the elite of the elite every week, sometimes we look at these athletes and we put them on these pedestals of mental focus and clarity and unflappability. But sometimes when things don't go well, you have to wonder, how much self-doubt is there? How much do you think internally, can I do this? And when you go out and you play the way that that defense played, it was probably reassuring in so many different ways. So now it's almost like that medicine coming at the perfect time, right? But then now the ultimate test begins. And what's crazy about this playoff run here is it's going to be three straight games, if the Bills keep advancing, of test after test after test. It's like a December in a fall semester of a college course where the professor just keeps throwing absolute bangers at you, and you are just you're staying up all hours of the night. You're literally running on coffee, and it's going to be tough. And it starts this week. And I think I don't know if I'm in the bold prediction game this early in the week and this early in the playoffs, but I do think that the winner of this game wins the Super Bowl. And I know that's probably hyperbolic and crazy, knowing the Chiefs are up next on the road, and whoever ends up coming out of the NFC, I mean, the Eagles and the Lions are both really good. But this game, to me, is between two really complete football teams that do so many things offensively that I feel like can win in so many different variety of ways. It's going to be good. And I think from a Bills fans' perspective, you got to love the fact that it's happening at Highmark.
I love it, Matt, and I love the fact that, you know, we're all just kind of penciling the Chiefs into the AFC championship game. Matt, you're a baseball guy, and the year the Boston Red Sox finally won the World Series, you know, it would have been special anyway, but it was super special that you did it in that way against your longtime rival. Yeah. You vanquished the Yankees. Does that have to be part of the story here, that the Bills finally vanquish Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
It's such a great question, Gene, because I've asked fans, friends, family, fans that come to our live shows. I've popped this up all year long as the Chiefs haven't really felt like the Chiefs. It's like, could you imagine a scenario where they finally go to the Super Bowl after all this and they don't even have to beat the Chiefs on the way? And I think the overwhelming response that I've gotten back is, who cares? It's all about getting to the game, getting and finally having the parade and all that, and having Josh Allen in this era of Bills football break through. And it doesn't it feel like when we're having a conversation about the elite quarterbacks, Joe Burrow just gets a seat at the table consistently year after year, despite the injuries, despite the lack of playoffs, because he went to a Super Bowl. And it places you into this higher realm in the conversation. And so I think, me personally, like, thinking back, how would I have felt about this 10 years ago as a ravenous fan during the drought era? I probably would have said the same thing, but it will have a little bit of a weird feeling if they end up hosting Houston for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But again, guys, I'm as confident saying as anything I've said all year, and I know the year is only, what, 10 days old or whatever, but the Chiefs beat the Texans this Saturday.
I was gonna ask you that next. I mean, we are very, very quick to pencil in the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and they've earned that. They've earned that respect over the course of the time and all the accomplishments that they have, and Houston hasn't looked as good this year as they looked last year, but are we that quick to dismiss Houston, given that they're coming off a win at home. And really, the last time the Chiefs played together in a meaningful game was Christmas.
Yeah, but I like that for them. Out of all the teams that like could potentially be affected by something like that, I feel like the Chiefs are the team that just won't be. And they're so good off of rest under Andy Reid. Andy Reid historically good, and it's not surprising knowing that Sean McDermott comes from him, his tree, and Sean McDermott's equally as good with rest. And so I think that that won't really matter. And the thing for the Texans is that I just think that they're limited, and I think that the Chiefs defense rested Chris Jones healthy. They're going to probably take Nico Collins out of that game. I think C.J. Stroud is just begging on the road at Arrowhead to throw some inexplicable interceptions. But, hey, from a Bills fan's perspective, if the Texans somehow find a way to win and have to come to Orchard Park for an AFC title game if the Bills beat the Ravens, I think you sign up for that every time.
Matt, last one for me, and hear me out on this, because there is one little player personnel thing we'll keep tabs on. That's Codrington. I'm saying, I feel like I'm alone on this. Yes, I know first and 10, you want Khalil Shakir out there, but more often than not, what happens after a punt return? It's a TV timeout. So maybe if you know that's coming up, I'm in the camp of, hey, have your best players on the field at all times. I want to see Shakir return some punts here.
Okay. So I don't have a huge problem with this. And I think the other thing that I think you get by using Shakir in this role is you get an extra roster spot that you can use somewhere else. And maybe if you want to do some different things creatively defensively, and maybe you want to activate Tyer Elam and find a way to get him on the field when Zay Flowers is out there or something crazy like that. I don't know. I'm just using that as an example. I don't think that Tyer Elam is not that far out of the doghouse to where he's probably playing in this game. But I like what you're saying there, especially with a hamstring injury with Codrington. You're going to really want that to be 100% before you let him go out there. And I didn't think enough about this last week. What makes Shakir so good is he's like a bowling ball, like a pinball. I said to Joe Biscaglia in the press box, he reminds me of a human version of a bumper car. Every time he's like out in space, guys cannot tackle him. And so I think to your point, if you can get an explosive return in this game, and maybe if a Baltimore Ravens team isn't super fearful of a Khalil Shakir compared to the speed of Codrington, yeah, sure, run it out there, and especially if it gives you some creativity with the rest of your roster.
I know you and Ryan have a lot going on this week as we get ready for Sunday. Matt, what about the Shout podcast? Lay it all out for us here so we can get more of your work.
So we got Trey Wingo. I caught up with him yesterday. That's up.
Nice.
We'll have a three big questions pod tonight, which is always a good one. We have some fan involvement. Tomorrow is the Staples Show. Thursday, I have Ted Wynn from The Athletic coming on to break this thing down from a film perspective. And then we are going to be live again at Wing Nuts this week. We're running it back live. So if you're coming in for the game, come and hang out at Wing Nuts, have some wings, talk Bills with us. We'll hang out. We'll watch some of the Chiefs game and then the NFC game. It'll be a good time. And then it's game day.
I can attest that that's a fun time with Matt and Ryan. Certainly well worth the trip out there, Matt. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll see you at the stadium on Sunday.
Later, boys.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Parrino covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. Read his work at Syracuse.com. Find the Shout podcast wherever you get your shows. And we include that in the free-to-download Audacy app as well, Audacy. All right, we'll take a break. 4 o'clock hour with Mike Leone, Rochester Amherst head coach, Michael F. Florio. NFL Network. We'll talk some Buffalo Bills with him. Terrible Take Timmy joining us for half of Happy Hour this afternoon. That's all on the way. 866-4326 if you want to pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.